Ron DeSantis, Elon Musk buying Twitter raises the prospect that free speech will return. By Hannah Blow on April 25, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Monday said Elon Musk's offer to purchase Twitter raises the prospect that free speech will return to the platform. Elon Musk's offer to buy Twitter is a good deal for shareholders and raises the prospect that the platform will be a place where free speech can thrive. Not a tool for narrative enforcement, DeSantis said of the news. His remarks follow reports of Twitter considering accepting the Tesla CEO's $43 billion offer to take over the social media company. According to reports, Musk has secured a deal. As Breitbart News reported, Musk and the Twitter board reportedly met on Sunday to discuss the deal. According to sources with knowledge of the meeting, it is believed that an official agreement may be reached this week. Twitter shares are trading at $50.45 as of 10:48 EST, while Musk's bid for the company is $54.20 per share. Negotiations between Musk and the board reportedly went on into the early hours of Monday, and Twitter was nearing a deal with Musk, according to the New York Times sources. Dan Ives, an analyst at Wedbush, told clients in a note that Wall Street would see news of the deal as the beginning of the end for Twitter as a public company, with Musk likely now on a path to acquire the company unless a second bidder comes into the mix. As a result, Twitter prices jumped to $50.78 per share in intraday trading, reflecting a 3.76% single-day increase. The buyout would come over 1 year after the tech company permanently banned former President Donald Trump from the platform, asserting that he was inciting violence following the January 6 riot. Notably, Democrats attempted to impeach Trump for incitement of insurrection, to no avail.